In this episode of Kids Podcast, I am honored to share wisdom with you about leading kids in your church and in your home. Dealing with kids is hard work, and I'm praying that we add some tools to your tool belt today. So let's dive into today's topic. On this episode of Kids Podcast, we are digging in with the parent take home. That's right. This is where mom and dad, you get to have your own little podcast just for you that coincides, that collaborates with your kids' messages. And so we are currently on a four-part series titled God is Greater, where we cover God's attributes of greatness over history or his story. Because God cannot be less, he cannot be weaker, and he cannot be smaller than anything that the world throws at him. And as a child, the reality is your kids face big things in life that don't seem too big for you and I, because we've done that, we've been there, we've gone through it. But your kid, he does not know how to deal with those emotions. She does not know how to respond to those weird friends. There's these things going on that they're dealing with for the first time, and for them, that's a big deal. But God is greater. That's right. God is greater than everything. And so the reoccurring phrase that we are going to tell them all month is, when my problems seem great, I know that God is greater. When my problems seem great, I know that God is greater. And the Bible teaches us that no matter what, God has a solution to life's heaviest challenges, and that God is more powerful. And so this particular episode, we are highlighting that God is greater than evil. Next week, we'll talk about God is greater than sin. On week three, God is greater than greed. Week four is God is greater than lies. So today, we're talking about God is greater than evil. His goodness is greater than evil. Now, I want to be very clear that today is about evil. It is not about sin. It is about evil. It's this demonic, it's this satanic, it's this spiritual warfare that pulls and tugs on your heart. Not to do bad things, but to be sucked in to a lifestyle that wants bad things. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. I don't want to get too deep, because with the kids, we don't talk about the demonic, the Satan, and all that stuff. That's just too heavy in kids' church. Instead, we focus more on God's goodness and that attribute. Because this entire series of God is greater is all about the attributes of God, his goodness, his holiness, his justice, his truth. That's what we're going to cover. Today, God's goodness is greater than my evil. What's super, 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 super valuable to reflect on as a mom and dad is that your child is not immune to evil. Your child is not immune to Satan's attacks. Just because they're a kid does not mean they are immune from those kinds of things. There's lots of theology out there that we have a sin nature, that sin is within us, that we are born into a sinful world. Sin, sin, sin. Yeah, but ultimately, the Bible tells us that the devil is out to steal, kill, and destroy. He's not out to bother you. He's not out to give your kid a bad day. He's not out to have an exciting argument for the day. No. He wants to steal your child. He wants to kill your joy. He wants to destroy your life. Steal, kill, and destroy are the three words the Bible uses to describe his evil intentions. And it's super valuable, mom and dad, that you come to understand that your child is not immune to Satan's arrows. Sure, Jesus protects, sure, the Holy Spirit protects, sure, all those things are there. But spiritual warfare isn't as simple as, oh, I did a good prayer. Be safe. No. It's a spiritual war. War. They're going to keep coming, and we have to keep defending with every day put on the armor of God. And that's a whole other series on a whole other day where we teach kids about the armor of God. That's fun. We did it. It's awesome. It's called Suit Up. We should probably do that again sometime soon because that was fun times. But hey, let's talk about what the Bible has to say about evil. Evil. In Matthew chapter 21, we have a scenario where Jesus is at the temple or he's at a place some peeps come up to him. They're like, hey, Jesus, blah, 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 yada, yada. And he's all like, yeah, I got this. And he shares this parable, a parable of a father and two sons. The father comes up to the first son and says, hey, I need some help with some work. Can you help me? And the son pulled a Logan Gale on me. That's right, my kid. He was all like, no, I don't want to do that right now. So normally what I do is I just go do it anyways. I get started. And sure enough, as the Bible tells, and as Logan has done before, halfway through or just as I started, they show up. How many of you have a kid like that? They show up in the middle of a project that they've asked, that you've asked them to do, and they say, nope. And then they show up and they help you anyways. You're like, I'm glad my kid's nicer than I realized. So, in the story of the parable, the father goes to the second son and asks the same question. Hey, I need some help with the project. Come help. And the son's like, yeah, let's do this. Yeah. And you guys know what's going to happen next. He does not show up. He leaves him hanging, bails out, flakes, no good, dirty rotten, pig stealing, son number two. We don't like it. And Jesus goes on to say that, hey, this is an example of good and evil, and sinful and not sinful, goodness and badness, right? That those who struggle with badness have a better chance at getting into heaven because they are leaving something negative in order to embrace something positive. And if you're always are reflecting on good and always have the good, it's really hard to leave good to go to gooder. If that's even the correct grammar to say that. It sounded like the first son was not willing to help, but was able to reflect and said, you know what, I should be helpful. Which is different than the second son, who was all like, yeah, and then never got involved, never showed up. And so the questions then become very deep, like, was there intent there? Was there sin there? Was there philosophy there? Was there theology there? Was there X, Y, Z there? These are all big questions. Was there a level of evil there? We don't know. But let's dig a little deeper, like, because we're not talking about sin, we're talking about evil. That demonic, satanic, evil intent for more wrongdoings. I want to overemphasize, today's podcast is not about doing accidents and making mistakes and having actions that are quote-unquote sinful. This is this lifestyle of choosing wrongdoings, choosing to be an evil doer. Let me explain with a personal story, because this happened to me when I was younger. I would say about first grade, second grade, somewhere in there, maybe third grade. I had food, I had clothes, I had shelter. I had no real reason to steal. But one day I was at a store, yeah, with my mom, and we were walking down the toy aisle, and I saw things I liked, and we weren't really there to look for toys, but I saw a firecracker, and this firecracker was big enough to fit into my pocket, And I thought to myself, huh, I could get away with getting that firecracker into my pocket and then taking it home and then you guys follow what's going on, right? So sure enough, we just kept walking down the aisle, and I kind of distracted my mom and said, hey, I want to look at this one thing over here again. Went back to that same aisle, grabbed that firecracker, put it in my pocket, and ignored it, thought nothing of it. We left, nothing happened, and I thought to myself, I just got away with it. I got away with stealing something. That's so cool. And then guess what? I did it again another day and another day and another day. And it wasn't too long before someone confronted me, and I was like, oh, no. I decided to get out of it by, guess what? Lying. Yeah. It was just a cycle of choosing to do wrong. Now, I remember at that time, it was not doing wrong because I wanted to get away with wrong or because I didn't want to get in trouble. It was, I wanted to keep doing what I was doing because I enjoyed it. It was this level of evil. Like, I wanted this lifestyle. Now, clearly I was young at the time and I got away with it and I got away from it. I grew up and I stopped doing that, right? No more. So the good news is this Pastor Ron is not a stealer or a thief or anything like that. So, but at a young age, I was dealt and faced this idea that I could get away with this lifestyle if I learned it. That's evil. Not the stealing is a sin, because, well, yes, it is a sin, but not focusing on the fact that that was just a sin. I'm focusing on that I was going to allow this to become a regular thing and live up to this lifestyle. It was wrong. I got excited about that wrongdoing. And we're just going to fast forward that. Now I pose the question to you. Is what types of things do your kids deal with that are wrong but make them excited? Ooh. It's not do they do wrong and then they feel bad, but they do wrong and they want more of it. Ooh. Are you following? It's not that it's a hell bait or a thing that they're addicted to, but it's the thing that they're excited about doing and want to keep doing and have no intention on stopping. Is that something in your life? Is that something in your child's life? Is that something in my child's life? And what am I doing as a parent to lead them towards His goodness? His goodness, His grace, His love. And so there's lots of questions we can pose. But ultimately, Mom and Dad, what I want you to come to understand. One, your child is not immune to evil. Two, His goodness is greater than our evil. And let's give a couple action steps for Mom and Dad to consider as you apply this to your family. Is when you're starting to look at applying goodness into your child's life, the first and foremost thing you need is the Word of God. You need the Bible. Specifically, need to read it. Sometimes read it as a family. In our family, usually in the morning or sometimes in the evening, we will read a passage together. We're talking about this series because we believe in the attributes of God. And one of the attributes of God is that it is His Word. He is good. Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was good. All right, so His goodness is an attribute. His goodness is the Word. So, man, if you're digging in the Word, you're digging in something good, and that goodness, what goes in eventually comes out. So if I could encourage you guys to make one application, read the Bible together as a family. That's as simple as one paragraph. If you don't want to do that, you can jump on to a podcast. There's all kinds where people read the Bible to you. There's one where a kid reads the Bible to you. It's like a chapter a day or a paragraph a day. It's excellent. Another thing you can do as a family to apply goodness to your life is to pray, to talk to the guy who's in charge. Prayer ultimately is preparing for the proper answer. But through your prayers, are you just praying? Is the kid praying? Do you tag team it? Is there something we can do to apply both? Is that helpful to the child? And so I would recommend praying. And number three, last but not least, is to do a fun project together. A fun, good project together. Like when the church does a serve project, or when the church is doing serving opportunities on ministry teams, or when you're doing charity, or when you're doing anything that helps others that is quote-unquote good, do it with your kid. Because ultimately, they're learning from you. And the more we have the Holy Spirit in us, the more we have his attributes in us, the more the kids see that and they want that and are learning from that. So yes, there you go. God's goodness is greater than evil. If you've got questions, you know where to find me. I'm Pastor Ron. Until next time, everybody say bye, Pastor Juan.
Thank you for listening. Smash those like buttons, turn the bells blue, or whatever the kids are doing these days. At the end of the day, our goal is to raise little people to one day become big people. You can find older archived podcasts on our YouTube channel and support what we do at rongaleministries.com. Enjoy!